Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the tree. Down the seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the dead, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try. We get it time.
minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. That's right. Ride. And now it's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
It's the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Tyler Danberg and Zach Bigley with you, getting ready for game number 20 of the year and game number 5 of 6 this weekend between the 13-6 Frisco Rough Riders and the 5-14 Corpus Christi Hooks from gorgeous Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Last night, the Hooks won their first game of the series 6-4, but the Riders threatened. They had two on in scoring position with two out in the top of the ninth, but Abimelech Ortiz grounded out. Wilmy Sanchez, the Corpus Christi reliever, picked up his third save. The winning pitcher was Alejandro Torres. Losing pitcher was Riders starter Ben Anderson. Camber Rodriguez really was the highlight. He had a three-hit night, and he hit his first home run of the season. The Riders stay atop the Texas League South standings. They are 13-6 ahead of San Antonio at 10-8. Midland behind them at 10-9. Amarillo at 6-12. Corpus Christi, Frisco's opponent tonight, is 5-14 at the bottom of the Texas League South table. We talked to Rough Riders right-hander Ryan Lobos on today's Andrews Distributing pregame interview. That's part one of two. It's all coming up next in the HEB Riders Baseball Network's Cacique pregame show.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
All aboard the Hogwarts Express for Harry Potter Night at Riders Field on May 3rd. Presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Enjoy wizard and witch themes while watching the Riders wear Harry Potter-inspired uniforms against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsurge. Make sure you get your ticket special where you receive both a ticket and a Hogwarts house scarf, all for just $20. Get your tickets now for May 3rd at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Welcome back into the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders right-handed pitcher Ryan Lobos, who joins us. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tyler. It's good. It's good to be back. Good to be back in Frisco and out here at the field. You know.
Well, it's great to have you here. Yes. And you made a start as well on Tuesday. Made a spot start, although it was as an opener. How different was it starting?
Not too different. I started a lot last year in low A and high A. I can't remember how many times, but about half the year, a little more than half the year. So it didn't feel too uncomfortable pitching in early in the game again. Actually, it's pretty – I enjoyed it.
And you got to start against Joey Mancini. You two pitched together in the Cape Cod League in 2022 with Brewster. What was it like getting to face him instead of him being your teammate?
It was pretty cool. I actually saw him yesterday during BP and said hello to him. Joey's a great dude, and like, we had a great time playing up in the Cape with Brewster. And he's a stud. He threw really well against us. He's got his fastball has been sick since I've seen it. Even in college when we played together, it was nasty. So it was really cool to pitch against him and see him again. So.
We're talking to Rough Riders pitcher and avid Atlanta Falcons fan Ryan Lobos here on the Andrews Distributing pregame interview. Ryan, what was pitching in the Cape Cod League like?
It was really cool. I think I threw about 7 or 8 innings. I was only up there for about 3-4 weeks, I think. But it was a great experience. It feels like a long time ago now, but there's no other summer league compares. I played a lot of summer baseball throughout college, and there was nothing like the Cape.
What confidence boost do you get when you pitch well in that league going into another college season?
It's huge. I mean, it's the best of the best for sure, undoubtedly. And, you know, if you can go pitch against up there and throw well, throw against guys that are going high in the draft every year, you know, it kind of, it definitely gives you a big boost going into your college season and then even into pro ball, you know, knowing that you've already faced a lot of these guys.
Any memories stand out to you about that summer?
Man, it does. It feels like a while ago. I know it wasn't, but it does feel like a long time ago. I had a great host family up there. I played with some great dudes like Joey Mancini, John West, who was also a Boston College guy up there, Patrick Copin from Marshalls with the Dodgers. I met a lot of really, really cool dudes. Cade Cooler with the Braves, Grant Taylor with the White Sox. Like, we had a great staff up there, a great coaching staff as well with Coach Jamie Shevchik. And, you know, it was a great experience.
And that was in between seasons at Mercer. But before Mercer, you were at Chattanooga State Community College, and you were there originally as a position player. How did that come about for you to take the mound?
So I didn't pitch much in high school. Was always a position player, went to college. Didn't really have much coming out of college. Really, Chattanooga State was my only opportunity. I took it, went there as kind of a utility guy, kind of played everywhere. And my first fall, I hit for a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks in the fall, and I did not hit great. I was struggling at the plate. Chattanooga State's a really good school. Like, we had a lot of talent, a lot of guys come in from D1s that transferred in. I could kind of feel that I was going to be on the bottom of the depth chart. So my coach called me in, asked, you know, if I would like to try to pitch, you know, just kind of see if I could pitch on the mound. And I said, you know what, like, whatever gets me on the field, I'll do it. So started pitching from that fall, ended up starting that year in the spring before COVID happened. But, you know, never really looked back. So
you had never really pitched until then. Now you're pitching in college. How did you transform into a pitcher? What did you do to, let alone be a college pitcher, before becoming a professional pitcher?
I was very fortunate to have some great pitching coaches throughout college. I played for, in junior college, I had Drake Robeson, who's, he was a young guy. It was his first coaching opportunity when I was with him, and it was very, you know, collaborative. He was very, like, he kind of introduced me into, like, the analytical side of everything. He was very, very smart dude and great coach. He kind of set the foundation for me, kind of established my routine. And then as I transferred to Mercer, I played with Coach Corey Barton, who's at Memphis now. Another just fantastic pitching coach. Really helped me with, like, almost the mental side of it. They kind of set that foundation for me, right? They also gave me a ton of opportunity, which really helped. I threw a ton of innings in college. Even when I struggled, you know, it wasn't always pretty, but they kept throwing me out there. They kept expressing their belief in me, which really, you know, helped me continue to progress and, you know, really, like, fall in love with pitching.
In your time at Mercer, what did you learn about yourself as a pitcher?
I learned a lot. You know, I learned that I could handle adversity. I mean, you can go look up the numbers. They weren't great. But like I said, my coaching staff, they believed in me, and they kept throwing me out there. And, you know, I was taking punches left and right. But, you know, I always, every week, I still went back out there. You know what I mean? And I just learned that I could be resilient. I learned that I could handle the ups and downs of what is professional baseball now, because, you know, the season's, what, three times as long as a college season? There's a lot more time for the peaks and valleys. And, you know, I feel like I just faced a lot of adversity in college, and I overcame a lot of adversity in college. And, you know, that's kind of what I learned most about myself during that time period.
That does it for part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders right-hander Ryan Lobis. We'll have part two on tomorrow's Cacique pregame show. Coming up, In Touch Credit Union starting lineups and more. You're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, a special thank you to Ryan Lobus for joining us for part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. Ryan is an incredible guy and a fantastic story. We're here on the Cacique pregame show. Let's get to the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First, for the first place Frisco Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. Leading off, the center fielder Alejandro Osuna, 16 hits since April 11th, and is tied for second in the Texas League. The shortstop Sebastian Walcott bats second. Batting third, the first baseman Josh Hatcher. The right fielder Abimelech Ortiz is the cleanup man. Batting fifth, the third baseman Caber Rodriguez, who is on some kind of stretch right now, 7 hits this week. The catcher Cooper Johnson bats sixth. Batting seventh, the left fielder Luis Mieses. The second baseman is Franier Chavez. He's bats eighth. And batting ninth, the designated hitter Tucker Mitchell. For the last place, Corpus Christi Hooks got back in the win column last night, led by manager Ricky Rivera. Leading off, the shortstop Pascanel Ferreras. The right fielder Zach Cole bats second. Batting third, the first baseman Luis Castro. The left fielder Ryan Robleski is the cleanup man. Batting fifth, the third baseman Anthony Sherwin. The designated hitter Luis Encarnacion bats sixth. Batting seventh, the center fielder Logan Cerny. The catcher John Garcia bats eighth. And batting ninth, the second baseman Rowdy Jordan. Starting pitching matchup in this one is the same matchup as it was on April 5th. It's left-hander Mitch Bratt for the Rough Riders, making his fourth start of the season. He's 1-0 with a 2.45 earned run average. He has 15 strikeouts in 14 and two-thirds innings. He's going up against Astros rehabber Lance McCullers. The 2017 All-Star makes his fourth rehab appearance, coming off a forearm injury last year. This is his second start with Corpus Christi as a rehabber this year. Of course, he is a former Hook. That does it for the Cacique pregame show from Whataburger Field. Some fans still filing in on what should be a great night. It's the Riders and the Hooks on the HEB Riders Baseball Network coming up next. Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall!
drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
We've got some Saturday Day Baseball on tap from Corpus Christi, Texas today, and we are so happy you chose to join us. Hi, everybody. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley, and I guess we're ready to play ball here in Corpus Christi. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks, the AA affiliates of the Rangers and the Astros, going at it in the Texas League action. Lance McCullers Jr., the Major League rehabber, getting his warm-up tosses out on the hill in front of us. From the sparkling city, the Rough Riders have won three of the first four games of this series and have pitched very well. Yesterday, Corpus Christi won it 6-4. Rough Riders had an opportunity to come from behind and win it in the ninth inning, but they came up just short. And so today they will look for a little bit of revenge from last night's loss against the Major League rehabbing McCullers. The Rough Riders saw McCullers in the first week of the season. In his first rehab start, coming back from a forearm strain that he suffered to miss all of 2023 and 2024. In that rehab start against the Rough Riders, he went 1 2/3 innings, allowing four runs, two of them earned on four hits against Frisco. He walked three in that game. Last week he was scheduled to pitch for the Hooks, but some rain washed that out. And now he's back out on the mound, making his fourth total rehab assignment between AA and AAA. Right-hander on the hill, left-hander Alejandro Osuna is in, and we are ready for baseball on this very pleasant Saturday afternoon. Here's the wind back by McCullers in the first pitch of the ball game. It's a fastball at the bottom of the zone, a called strike. We're underway 3 minutes tardy at 3:08 in the p.m. It's 80 degrees on this April afternoon. Sun shining up above with some clouds rolling across the sky. The 0-1. Outside to Osuna, and it's one ball and one strike. 18-mile-an-hour winds wafting their way out to left field with 24-mile-an-hour gusts. Shoulders square to the third base dugout. McCullers looks in for his sign, tucks the glove over the top of the ball cap in the 1-1. Swinging a hard ground ball, skimming along the ground to Rowdy Jordan at second base. He fields and throws out Osuna. One away. One up, one down. Here's the red-hot Sebastian Wolcott. Wolcott riding a 12-game on-base streak coming into this game. He's 5-for-15 in the series with a homer and back-to-back two-hit affairs for the 19-year-old shortstop. An 861 OPS. McCullers peers in at him and lets it go. Fastball just sits outside, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders in their red tops, red double R ball caps, and gray pants today. It's the light blue tops and ball caps for the Hooks. The pitch. That's sent in the air out to shallow center field, now coming back onto the infield, where Ferreras, the shortstop, is under it. Just to the left side from our perspective of the second base bag, he makes the catch, and there are two down. That brings Josh Hatcher to the plate, who got the day off yesterday. 2-for-11 in the series, which is very unlike Hatcher for what he's done at the beginning of the year. Still batting .381 to start the season through 15 games. McCullers brings in the first pitch. Just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Just underway in Corpus Christi, Texas. Rough Riders nothing, Hooks nothing. Two outs, bases clear in the top of the first. McCullers shakes no at the sign. He likes the next in the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, twists foul out of play, and it's one ball and one strike on the Riders' first baseman. McCullers, known for that knuckle curveball that at times in his career he has thrown almost 50% of the time. It has been his most used pitch in a few seasons. 1-1.
Swinging a chopper foul to the right side, and it's 1-2. He is known for throwing the breaking ball at times more than his fastballs. And that knuckle curve is the main pitch he likes to go to. One of the best ground ball pitchers in all of Major League Baseball when he was healthy. 1-2. That's up and outside, missing with the breaking ball. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That knuckle curve has always been very effective. And when he last took the mound in 2022, opponents hit just 116 against it. 2-2. Fouled back off to the left side. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. That time with the slider, which was his most used pitch in 2022. He threw both the slider and the knuckle curve more than he threw his fastball. So a bit of a backwards pitcher on the mound. Former All-Star. Two-time World Series champion. There's the wind back and the 2-2 to Hatcher. Swinging a fly ball charge to right center field. Cerny going back. He's got a beat on it, though. Backpedaling near the warning track makes the catch, inning over. 1-2-3 inning for Lance McCullers Jr. Bottom of the first next, where Mitch Bratt takes the mound for the Riders. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Mitchell Eric Bratt on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 our score. Rough Riders and Hooks, game 5 of 6 in this series. Pascanel Ferreras leading it off for the Rough Riders, for the Hooks in this bottom of the first inning. Left-hander on the mound, right-hander at the plate. We're ready to go. Bratt from the stretch, he fires. Fastball simmers high, it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders sat down in order by Lance McCullers Jr., the Major League rehabber in the top of the first inning. Bratt looks in for his sign, he's got it. 1-0. Breaking ball is high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Bratt, the 6'1", 190-pound, 21-year-old, a native of Newmarket in Ontario, Canada. Former fifth-round selection by the Rangers in the 2021 draft, making his fourth start this year. 2-0. Broken bat flare in a shallow center field. Chavez going out. It's Walcott, the shortstop, back. He makes a basket catch. One away.
Right fielder number 3, Zach Cole.
Number 23 prospect in the Astros organization, Zach Cole, takes his turn. Rough Riders nothing, Hooks nothing. Bottom of the first, one out, base is clear. Bratt threw his first career game against Corpus Christi in his first start this season. 3 2/3 innings, he surrendered a run on 4 hits. The pitch, and a breaking ball in there for a strike. It just clanked off of Johnson's glove off to the right side. It's 0-1. Bratt, through 3 starts, has been very good, a 2.45 ERA. He's allowed just 4 runs. The pitch, that's low and outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. 15 strikeouts in 14 2/3 innings, and he's coming off his start against Amarillo, in which he allowed just 1 run over 5 innings of work. from the belt, the 1-1. Just at the top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 1-2 on Cole, who's just 3-for-16 with 10 strikeouts in this series. Former Ball State Cardinal. Stretch from Brant, the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, missing with the heater. A little grunt from Brant on that offering, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Defense behind Brant today, it's Luis Mieses in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Abimelech Ortiz in right field. Gabriel Rodriguez at third. Sebastian Walcott is the shortstop today. 2-2 home. Breaking ball lifted foul at a play down the left field line. It's still 2-2. Freiner Chavez has second. Josh Hatcher at first. And Cooper Johnson, who had his birthday yesterday, squats down behind the plate. Working with Johnson for the second time this year out of his 4 starts. Threw a quality start to him against Northwest Arkansas last time. The pitch just outside, missing with a changeup. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Cole. Lefty-lefty. Lefties in a very small sample size this season are actually hitting better against Brant than right-handers are. 3-2. Down and away off Johnson's glove back to the backstop. It's ball 4. 1-out walk. A rarity for Mitch Brant. Just his 3rd walk of the year. Luis Castro the batter. Castro, the first baseman, 2-for-11 in the series. Nothing-nothing our score. Bottom of the first inning. Brant looks in for his sign. He's got it. Peers over at first base at Cole and throws that way. A soft toss. Cole's back in on its belly. Well, you may be thinking it's 3:05. Why are we playing baseball on a Saturday here in Corpus? Well, it's very simple. It's Buck Days out here in Corpus Christi. It's a big deal out here. The pitch. Up and away with a cutter, and it's 1-0. You don't know what Buck Days is? Well, it'll be like Tyler and I before we came down here. We didn't know what it was either. It's a big deal. It's a whole festival, a ceremony. They have a parade. They have in the fairgrounds here, the 1-0. Slips across the inside corner of strike. It's 1-1. They have rides that you can ride. They have a rodeo. Well, they didn't want to compete with the parade tonight, so they moved the game up to 3:05. The parade starts at 8 o'clock. 1-1 offering to Castro. Foul away to the right side, 1-2. And a pretty good crowd on hand for this Saturday. There were already people when we were on the bus to the ballpark this morning at 11:15 sitting there on the side of the road to make sure they save their spots for the parade. Brant stretches in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. First strikeout for Mitch Brant. And Ryan Robleski stands in.
Left fielder number 18, Ryan Robleski.
Nasty breaking ball from Brant. Ryan Robleski stands in. Right-handed batter, 2 outs, the pitch. He fouls it back to the screen, it's 0-1. Rough Riders nothing, Hooks nothing. In the bottom of the first inning. Drew Buffelli has our balls and strikes behind the plate today. Cass Cousins down the first baseline, and Chad Patterson, our crew chief, at third base. 0-1. Curveball, top of the zone for a strike. 0-2 on Robleski. He's 4-for-15 in the series. Brant trying to pitch through a walk in the first inning. He stretches and delivers. Swing and a miss. Burned the fastball by him at 94. And Mitch Brant strikes out the last two he sees. It's a scoreless first. Still no score to the top of the second on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGService.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little West Coast town.
Abimelech Ortiz starts the top of the second for the Rough Riders. Hooks nothing, Frisco nothing. It's Ortiz, Rodriguez, and Johnson. Middle third of the order against the rehabbing Lance McCullers. Right-hander into his line in the first pitch. Ortiz watches a breaking ball dip below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz just 3 for 15 in the series. McCullers peels in the 1-0. Another breaking ball. This one at the bottom of the zone for the strike. It's 1-1. That's that patented knuckle curve from Lance McCullers. McCullers came up through this system as well with the Astros. 1-1. Outside with the slider. It's 2-1. So he pitched for the hooks as a minor leaguer, not just on rehab. He peers in, he's got his sign, and he lets go the 2-1. Ortiz out in front, swinging a miss on the curveball, and it's 2-2. Lance McCullers' 2015 season was amazing when he was coming up as a minor leaguer. He threw in just 7 games, 5 of them starts, but he had an 0.56 ERA. He deals in the 2-2, swinging a miss. Knuckle curve for the strikeout. Bottom of the zone. It's been an effective pitch for years in the big leagues. Caber Rodriguez, the batter. Rough Riders nothing, hooks nothing in the second. Opponents hit just 142 against him in those 7 games in 2015, and he went 3-1. Well, the one loss he suffered that year was against the Frisco Rough Riders. Rodriguez in from the right side in the first pitch. He swings, fights it off the fist, a floater into shallow center, it dunks in. A base hit for Caber Rodriguez. He continues to torture the hooks. He is now 8 for 13 in the series. And Rodriguez has now hit safely in 7 consecutive games. Wasn't hard contact, but strong enough to float it up over the top of Pascanel Ferreras at shortstop. One out in the second. First base runner of the day for the Rough Riders is the first hit for either team. As the sun pokes out behind the clouds, sun splashing this playing surface. First pitch home. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1, 90 miles an hour. Well, that game that he lost in 2015 against the Rough Riders, listen to this lineup for Frisco. This was kind of the future of the Rangers organization right here. Stretch in the 0-1. Curveball, strike, inside corner, 0-2. A lot of people thought that a lot of these guys would be Rangers for a long time. Nick Williams led it off. He ended up making the big leagues. Then it was Drew Robinson, who played 2 years in the big leagues for the Rangers. Nomar Mazara, Jorge Alfaro, and Joey Gallo. That was the top 5 of the order that day. in 2015. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Johnson. Another curveball misses just off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. I mean, that is an impressive top five in the lineup. They had Royce Bollinger, Jake Skoll, Patrick Cantwell, Luis Mendez to round out that order for the Rough Riders. 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, Joey Gallo and Jorge Alfaro, along with Nomar Mazara, probably the most notable of that lineup. They all had great seasons. Pull side shift on the infield. 2-2 on Johnson. The pitch. Trying to sneak a fastball by him just outside. He thought he got the pitch on the outside edge, but didn't get the call. Three balls and two strikes now to Cooper. 0-for-8 with three walks in the series so far. Rodriguez leads from first, and McCullers, with a deep breath, shoulders up and down, comes home. Rodriguez takes off. Breaking ball, strike three called. Throw down to second, not in time. So a strikeout at the plate, second strikeout for McCullers, but Rodriguez swipes his fourth bag this year. Luis Miesis stands in now. Miesis homered in game one of this series, 2-for-9 in the set. Rough Riders in hooks, 0-0 our score. Top of the second inning, runner at second, two outs. Miesis left-handed batter, the right-hander McCullers with the glove cuddled to the belly, comes home. A swing and a miss, and a ball that gets away from Garcia to the backstop. And Rodriguez moves up to third. So a wild pitch on a ball in the dirt. It almost looked like Garcia just kind of stabbed at it instead of going down to his knees and blocking the pitch in the dirt. But either way, there's a runner at third now. And two down, 0-1 on Miesis. Rough Riders trying to strike first against McCullers. He stretches in the 0-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders have dominated the hooks this year, going 5-2 head-to-head. And this is the second series. Second of four total series these two teams will play against each other. 1-1. Swinging a hard grounder foul up the first baseline. 1-2. Miesis homered against McCullers in their meeting in Frisco. His lone at-bat against him. A two-run shot into the Lazy River. He steps out, stands back in. Beg your pardon, second of five series head-to-head that the Riders and the Hooks will play against each other. A lot of games against Corpus this year. 1-2, two outs. McCullers brings it inside on Miesis. Good backhanded stab by Garcia to keep that one from going back to the backstop. Angling off to his right as he was set up outside, and that pitch veered inside. 2-2 on the Riders' left fielder. McCullers with an orange glove ready at the chest. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Snapped off the curveball. He strikes out Miesis, and it's three strikeouts in the inning for McCullers. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Riders 0, Hooks 0. Bottom two next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mitch Brad struck out two in a scoreless first. He's back out for the second. Rough Riders in hooks, nothing-nothing our score. Game 5 of 6 in this series. Anthony Sherwin leads it off against Mitch Bratt. First pitch. Just high. 1-0. Sherwin just 1-for-12 in this series. He was the leadoff hitter yesterday. 1-0. Inside edge. Just clips it for a strike, and it's 1-1. Nailing it with the cutter. But Sherwin, a left-handed batter facing the left-hander Bratt. He's moved down to fifth in the lineup. 1-1. Another cutter in the inside corner, a strike. 1-2 on Sherwin. This has been an offense that has struggled, but they really broke out yesterday. A 3-run homer by newcomer Rowdy Jordan, the big hit. 1-2. Got him looking. Went with a breaking ball, and Mitch Bratt picks up the strikeout. Third K for Bratt. His first looking. Looked like the slow cutter from Brad, but a lot slower than he would normally throw that pitch. Luis Encarnacion, the batter now. First pitch. Settles on the outside corner with a curveball for a strike. It's 0-1. The curveball has been a pitch that's still coming along. The sweeper has been his best pitch this season of his off-speed varieties, but fastball and cutter have been his main two pitches. The offering is another breaking ball, this time the sweeper that just misses outside. 1-1. For Bratt, the fastball has topped out at 94 miles an hour this year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater there at 92 miles an hour. 1-2 on Encarnacion. But he has done such a good job, as all Rough Riders pitchers have really in this series, at elevating the heater. 1-2. It's fouled away to the right side. Probably wanted that heater a little bit more up as it was out over the middle of the zone. Encarnacion fought it off. The Riders have had so many strikeouts in this series on the pitching side of things, as Corpus's offense has had a lot of trouble with the high fastball in general. Yesterday, the Riders struck out 9 batters. That was by far the fewest they've had in this series so far. Struck out 47 through the first 3 games. 1-2, breaking ball outside. 2-2, and that's with Ben Anderson on the mound, who statistically has been less of a strikeout pitcher than some of the other Riders' arms that have thrown, but he still struck out 5 over 4 innings. Brent Reddy's in the 2-2. There's a fly ball off the fist into center field. Osuna angling to his right. He makes the chest-high catch. 2 down in the second. And Logan Cerny makes his way in.
This is what Brad has done exceptionally well. Throw strikes and induce fly balls. Over his last 2 starts coming into today, Zach, he's been pounding the zone at 73%. He also has generated 20 fly ball outs over the last 2 starts coming into today.
He deals with Logan Cerny. First pitch is fouled away off the handle and out of play to the right side, 0-1. something Brad has done well with that high fastball that we were talking about. Not only getting swings and misses, but inducing fly balls. Oh, 1 to Cerny. Another breaking ball off the edge. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders in hooks, nothing, nothing, our score. 2 outs, bases clear in the second. It's really good crowd on a Saturday in Corpus. 1-1. Fouled into Johnson's glove. 1-2. Fastball there at 92. Wind blowing hard out to left. We'll get some gusts swirling in here towards the booth every now and again. 1-2. Soft roller foul down the left side. It's still 1-2. And Tyler's battle with the wind and his papers continues. He's got the phone as the paperweight now.
Only the strong survives that. I'll be dead.
You've really had to be strong this week. Brad comes home. There's a two-hopper out to shortstop. Walcott fields at the chest, unleashes over to first, and gets him. A routine play ends it. And it's a 1-2-3 second inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top three next. Hooks nothing, Riders nothing. Tyler Danberg on the mic next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
No score, top of the third inning from Whataburger Field. Astros rehabber Lance McCullers Jr. into the wind. And the hook starter's first pitch to the lefty Franier Chavez is a fastball at the knees, just low, ball one. Lance McCullers so far has surrendered just one hit. That was a one-out single to Caber Rodriguez. The 1-0. The switch hitter Chavez batting left. Swings and misses. A ball and a strike. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg with you. The overhead windup and the 1-1. Fastball churns on the outside corner at 91 at strike two as Chavez calls time. He's betting 158. It's been a tough start to the season for Chavez. 0-for-12 in this series, but is so versatile all over the bases. He's played first, second, and third. The righty-lefty. Poke to left. Ryan Robleski circles over to his right and makes the hat-high catch. There's one away. Lance McCullers Jr. in his last start on rehab assignment appeared with AAA Sugar Land and he dominated. McCullers went 4 innings. He surrendered just one hit. And really got all of his pitches involved. The wind of the first pitch to the right-hand hitting DH Tucker Mitchell. He swings and misses on a sinking fastball at his back knee. With Sugar Land, he threw 13 sinkers, 13 curveballs, 12 sliders in the 6-2 Space Cowboys win. The 0-1. Sinker in the dirt, scooped up by the catcher Garcia. And it's a ball and a strike on Mitchell. With the bases empty, nobody out, scoreless top of the third. Here off the Corpus Christi Bay. McCullers is ready. He rocks and fires. Mitchell bangs it foul, third base side. In three rehab starts overall, McCullers has punched out 9 across 7 2/3 innings. Today he has 3 strikeouts, all of them coming in the top of the second. His right foot's on the rubber, left foot detached. He winds, he delivers. Mitchell whacks it down the left field line, and it is a foul ball. 1-2 on Tucker Mitchell, hitting .240 on the year. He's hit safely in 5 of 6 starts. He has been used often as a defensive replacement or a pinch hitter throughout this season. One of the 3 catchers on this roster. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Knuckle curve. Dragged past Mitchell. Fourth strikeout for Lance McCullers. There's 2 away. So now Lance McCullers Jr. will face the little brother of his former teammate with the Astros. Him and Roberto Osuna pitched together. Now Alejandro Osuna waits on the first toss. Breaking ball dips down and away. 1-0 on Osuna, who grounded out to second his first time up, but he's been one of the tougher outs in the Texas League as of late. The pitch. Fastball high off Garcia's glove into the backstop. Since April 11th, Osuna has collected 16 hits, tied for second most in the Texas League. And when he's on the base paths, that's really where he can excel. Infield playing him to pole. McCullers winds and unfurls. Fastball zings in tight. 3-0 on Osuna, who had an impeccable spring camp with the Rangers Big League Club, led the Rangers in hits. Got a lot of valuable advice as well. 3-0. Fastball down and in. And a 4-pitch walk for Osuna. That is the second straight game where he has drawn a free pass on just 4 pitches.
And now we get to watch him run. And that's the real fun part.
Last night, Osuna scored one of the 4 Rough Riders runs. He came around on a Cam Colley reach on air. He glances off at first. McCullers to the belt. First pitch to Sebastian Walcott. Is a fastball that's in there. Called strike 1 at the knees. Osuna stole second as the catcher, John Garcia, double clutched the throw. The nothing in one pitch to the right hand hitting Walcott. Bounced foul off his left leg. The next at-bat, Luis Meneses was at the plate, and Zach, he checked his swing. Garcia went to first on the appeal, and as a result, as the entire infield was looking at first, Osuna moved to third. The kick in the 0-2. In the dirt, backhanded by Garcia on the knuckle curve, and Osuna stays back at first. And then he came around to score. He's so much fun to watch on the base paths.
Yeah, and talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, about that, he said, that's all on Osuna. That's not him getting the steal sign.
1-2, he goes. Walcott bangs it foul.
He said that he's always got the green light, and he goes, as you just saw. He runs. And, you know, it's so easy just to say, yeah, stolen bases. He's a good base runner. It's the little things. He gets great reads on balls hit to the outfield. He has delayed steals, as we just talked about. He gets good reads on balls getting away from catchers.
Osuna's on first. McCullers is 1-2 to the top Rangers prospect, Walcott. Line to left, over the glove of the third baseman, Sherwin. Osuna's heading for third. The throw is high, over McCullers and backed up by Garcia. As a result, Walcott takes second.
And right there is a perfect example. That's a single into left field. How many guys do you see trying to take third on a single into left? Osuna hard away from the bag immediately as that ball is hit, thinking three the entire way, and just by his base running, allows the Rough Riders two extra 90 feet with runners at second and third now instead of first and second.
And not only did he take third, but then open it up for Walcott to take second. Now there's a base open. No score, top of the third. Two outs for the left-handed swinging Josh Hatcher at first today. McCullers winds and deals. First pitch breaking ball lands at the knees for called strike one.
And Osuna is leading the league in runs scored right now, tied with Peyton Wilson. It's also tied for the most runs scored through the first 19 games in Riders history with 18 runs.
Here comes the 0-1. Hatcher sprays it foul.
And we were talking about that with Cardoza as well before the game, and he was saying that's definitely because of his base running, obviously. He's getting a lot of situations where he can score. It's also because this guy, Josh Hatcher, is knocking in the world to begin the season.
18 runs batted in for Hatcher, a team best. The 0-2. Fastball simmers high.
Both can be true, but both have a pretty large role.
Makes for a good 1-2 punch in the top half of the order. The 1-2. Hatcher swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt. Sign is retired as Garcia tags out Hatcher on a pitch in the dirt. No score on our way to the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the third from Whataburger Field. Corpus Christi's home half of the frame. No score between Frisco and Corpus as Mitch Bratt strides on the third base side of the rubber for his third inning of work. He has retired 6 of 7 today. The first pitch. Breaking ball at 84 at the knees to right-hand hitting catcher John Garcia. Mitch Bratt has thrown 22 of 33 pitches for strikes. He stretches, he delivers. Garcia drives it to left center field. Luis Mieses walks back and makes the catch in the alleyway. There's one down. Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GotRhythm.com. Perfect timing for that raid because that's exactly what Mitch Bratt has been doing. He's pitted up against the righty rowdy Jordan. The first pitch to him. The hook second baseman takes a looping curveball on the outside corner. Strike one called. Jordan last night hit the decisive three-run home run with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. backdoor breaking ball away. Excuse me, bottom of the fourth. His first home run in his second game as a Corpus Christi Hook. He's got the tinted sunglasses on, the light blue wristbands, white batting gloves, the pitch. Swings and misses on a fastball down and away. 1-2 on Jordan with one out. Bases empty. Scoreless here in the bottom of the third inning. Rat staggers and sets the belt. Shots and sets up away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter at 91 from Brad at the thighs. And Mitch Bratt collects his fourth strikeout. His lone base runner has been Zach Cole, who walked in the first. That was after Pasquinel Ferreras popped out. Ferreras is at the plate. First pitch to him is clobbered. Deep left field. It's crushed. It's carried. And it is over the berm and gone. Breaks an 0-for-17 skid for Ferreras. Hooks are on top 1-0 with two outs in the bottom of the third.
Right fielder number 3, Seth Cole.
So Brad has relinquished homer number 2 against the Hooks this year in two starts. First pitch to Zach Cole. The lefty chops it to second. Chavez fields the chin-high hop and guns to first for the inning-ending out. Brett recovers, but he allows a two-out solo home run to Pasquinel Ferreras, and it's 1-0 Hooks on our way to the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning on Buck Days. Here on Corpus Christi's biggest day of the year. It's 1-0 Hooks on top of the Riders in a limited edition afternoon game by the Bay. Abimelech Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson. Riders 3, 4, and 5 due up to face the right-hand throwing Lance McCullers Jr. on rehab assignment for the Astros. First pitch to Ortiz. As a fastball just misses over the outside corner, 1-0. McCullers got into a bit of traffic, but was able to evade it. The pitch. Cutting fastball down and inside, 2-0. And runners on second and third in Alejandro Osuna and Sebastian Walcott, and he was able to retire the side, striking out Josh Hatcher in the third. The 2-0. Sinker in there, lands over the outside edge. Strike one to Ortiz. Left-hand hitter for the Riders. Waits on the 2-1. off speed, away. 3-1, the count on Ortiz. McCullers with the orange glove, a deep breath, overhead windup, and the pitch. Fastball, strike two called. Knee height there on the heat. McCullers getting into a rhythm. We'll see how far he goes today. The 3-2. Breaking ball called, strike three on the outside corner. A pretty pitch from McCullers. He's got five strikeouts. Now give him six. So a half dozen through three and a third innings. It's pretty good.
He's been patented Lance McCullers Jr. This is not the guy we saw a couple weeks ago. He's been pitching everyone backwards, and that's how he thrives.
First pitch to Kamer Rodriguez. He continues that trend with a curveball that lands in for strike one called.
He almost pitches like a knuckleballer would, where it kind of lulls you to sleep, and then he'll sneak a fastball every now and again.
0-1. Another front door curveball, this time in tight, 1-1.
Soft stuff, soft stuff, soft stuff. And then that 91-mile-an-hour fastball looks real hard after you see three straight curveballs.
Rodriguez calls time. McCullers' curveball usage since his 2015 debut season is the highest among big league pitchers with over 700 innings thrown in that span. The 1-1. Ticked foul by Rodriguez, who has one of two hits off McCullers. So Zach mentioned the two top tendencies for McCullers, his big trademarks, the curveball and his ground balls. Fifth highest ground ball rate since his major league debut. The line and the 1-2, Rodriguez whiffs at a curveball. Second straight strikeout in this inning for McCullers. Three straight strikeouts overall. There's two down with the bases empty. 1-0 Hooks. So in steps Cooper Johnson, running a 13-game on-base streak. Right-hand hitter waits on the first toss. Fastball downstairs and out. Johnson has 10 walks and 11 hits to start off another campaign with the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Fastball low. 91 there from McCullers. You'd have to think you're starting to get close to being ready and able for Houston, which would cap off one of the great comebacks from injury. It's been setback after setback for McCullers, and he's looking like who he was. The pitch, shot foul. He missed 2019 with Tommy John surgery. He injured his right flexor tendon in game four of the 2021 ALDS. He underwent forearm surgery. Had the forearm injury through a bullpen session last June, suffered a setback. His 2-1 home. Curveball in tight. Johnson shimmies out of it. 3-1. So after that setback was suffered in a bullpen session, McCullers was shut down. The 3-1. Curveball flatters in for strike two call. Johnson took a step towards first. He thought he walked. He instead calls time. With this big right-hander, though, McCullers is at the top of his game. He's one of the top arms in the AL West. 31 years old now. He winds. He delivers. Johnson sticks out the bat. Pops it up in a shallow center field. The shortstop, Ferreras, twists back and pulls it down. Lance McCullers Jr. has thrown four shutout frames. A 1-2-3 fourth, and it's 1-0 Hooks on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitch spread out to work for the Rough Riders in the Hooks home half of the fourth. 1-0 Corpus Christi on top after a Pascanel Ferreras two-out solo homer in the last of the third. Brad stretches exclusively. His first pitch to Luis Castro is a swing and a miss. Tied him up there on the sweeper. Castro last night almost left the yard. Aaron Zavala, though, robbed him. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball tethered Castro at the thighs. It's nothing and two. Zavala made a skyscraping catch over the fence and left that ended the fifth inning. That was big to keep the score as it was. It was 4-2 at the time. 0-2. Curveball swung on and missed. Mitch Bratt with the backdoor curve today has been deadly. The solo home run he allowed today was to Ferreras. That's been the only blemish. That's the fifth strikeout for Mitch Bratt. And Zach, Bratt and McCullers have combined for 12 punchouts. First pitch to Ryan Wroblewski. Fastball off the outside, 1-0.
Seems like nothing's changed from the rest of the series. It's been a lot of strikeouts this week.
That it has been. For Rough Riders pitching, that is now 61 strikeouts. The pitch. Foul tipped into Johnson's leather. Got him on the off-speed there at 84. 1-1 on the right-handed hitting Ryan Wroblewski. He's in left field today. He has played first. He has DH'd. He has caught and has played left in this series. Bratt to the belt, looks into Johnson, he comes home. A swing and a miss. Fastball at the belt, 91 there for Bratt, 1-2. 91 miles an hour has been Bratt's season average on the fastball. One down, base is empty, here comes the 1-2. Wroblewski whiffs and misses. Fastball at 92. A half dozen punch-outs for Mitch Bratt, and there's two away with the hook still up 1-0. Time for our Avondale Road of the Show spotlight, where we take a look at a former Rough Rider who is excelling in the big leagues. It's former Rough Rider and current St. Louis Cardinals infielder Thomas Sejace. The first pitch to Anthony Sherwin is a foul tip into Johnson, the catcher's mitt, 0-1. So JC has 6 hits over his last 4 games entering today. The Cardinals have had some injuries around the infield, so JC has been a shining light. The pitch clipped off the catcher Cooper Johnson, 0-2 on Sherwin. But now as there are some guys starting to ramp back, decision time in St. Louis. So JC trying to fight to stay on this St. Louis club. The 0-2. Fastball near the knuckles. 1-2 on Sherwin. Well, so JC has certainly done that part. His average entered today at 400. 14 for 35. The 1-2. Pulled on the ground to second. Chavez ranges left and throws out Sherwin to end the inning. Mitch Brett with a perfect inning. Thomas Jacy off to a near perfect start for St. Louis. And it's 1-0 Hooks on our way to the fifth. Zach's got you back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Rough Riders in Hooks. It's 1-0. Corpus Christi, top of the fifth inning. Rehabbing Lance McCullers Jr. back out onto the mound to face the bottom third of the order, starting with Luis Mieses. First pitch. Soft roller foul just down in front of it. Ticked it back on the ground to the screen, and it's 0-1. Mieses struck out against McCullers in the second, and it's been a lot of that for the Rough Riders offense. 7 strikeouts for McCullers through 4 innings today. He comes home, swinging a little roller up along third. Sherwin charges, picks, throws to first on the run, not in time. Mieses beats it out, an infield single. Sherwin was playing back at third, had a long way to go to come and get that. Decided to pick it with the glove, and really the only chance he might have had is with the bare hand, but kind of an awkward angle coming in on that one. So an infield single for Mieses. Third hit against McCullers for the Rough Riders. Franer Chavez, in the midst of an 0-for-13 in this series, stands in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Infield plays to pole. The pitch. Swinging a tapper over to first. Castro's got it on to second for one. Throw to first. In time. 3-6-3 double play. And just like that, 3 pitches into the inning, there are 2 outs. Good play by Castro, picking it to his left. Turned and threw onto Ferreras at shortstop, who waited for him to get back to the bag and still had a strong enough arm to get Brainer Chavez at first base. And Tucker Mitchell, the batter with 2 outs, calls for time. 1-0 Hooks, top of the fifth inning, and Mitchell talking to home plate umpire Drew Buffelli about something. He's making sure he's got everything figured out with the timeout, I bet. Oh, he stands in from the right side. Mitchell struck out swinging in the third. First pitch from McCullers. breaking ball top of the zone, a strike, 0-1. Time now for our This Day in Baseball History presented by Fenton Athletics. It was this date in 1959 that Sanaharu Oh hit his first career homer. The 0-1 is a soft ground ball on one hop to Rowdy Jordan at second. He picks at the chest, throws him out at first, inning over. We'll tell you more about the legend of Sanaharu Oh when we come back. 1-0 Hooks on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Mitch Brad onto the mound again for the Riders. The lone run in this game, solo home run by Pasquinel Ferreras in the third. 1-0 Hooks. I'd like to remind you that InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.com. Or .org, rather. First pitch is cut on and missed by Encarnacion. It's 0-1. So it's Encarnacion, Cerny, and Garcia, 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Hooks. Against Brat in the fifth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Seen a lot of that today, and it's 0-2. Brat, 6 strikeouts through 4 innings. Before we went to break, we were talking about Sanaharu Oh, the Japanese baseball legend. 0-2 pitch. Just away, and it's 1-2. This day in baseball history presented by Fenton Athletics. 1959, he hit his first career home run in the Nippon Professional Baseball League. Brat has his sign, he sets. And the 1-2. Breaking ball away, and it's 2-2. Born in 1940, he was an incredible baseball player. Among all baseball players in the world, he is the all-time home run leader. 868 career homers for O. 2-2 is popped up. Right side, foul ground behind the plate. Johnson retreating, and he makes the catch. Riders catcher putting it away right behind home in foul territory. One out, and Logan Cerny bats.
Center fielder number 16, Logan Cerny.
He was a hitter of almost mythical proportions. He was just a little bit younger than Hank Aaron, and when Aaron set the home run record with 715, he was just about 500 home runs. The pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. In fact, the two in an exhibition game in Japan actually had a little home run derby against one another. And Henry Aaron ended up winning 10-9. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball down below the zone from Brat. It's 0-2. And then after Henry Aaron retired, O went on to hit home run number 800 and 850, and then it ended on 868 career home runs in the Nippon Baseball Organization. Never ever played in the U.S. Pitch is outside. It's 1-2, but there are a lot of people that say if he would have been one of the best players in baseball history. Not only was he a great power hitter, he was also just a great hitter overall. 1-2, swinging a ground ball back up the middle right to the second baseman Chavez, who fields behind the bag and throws onto first to retire Cerny. Two outs, 1-0 Hooks. Bottom of the fifth inning for John Garcia.
Catcher number 12, John Garcia.
Oh, was a 301 career hitter and over 1,000 OPS. A career high of 55 home runs in a single season, over 140 games, mind you, in 1964 for the Yomiuri Giants. Powerhouse. The pitch. It's fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. An absolute legend of baseball.
Granted, he debuted in 1959, but his career spanned four decades. An indelible influence.
Retired in 1980. 0-1. Outside, 1-1.
And what's crazy is he's the world's all-time leading home run hitter. His most in a season was 55.
1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up, and it's 1-2. He never had a season after his fourth season in which he hit fewer than 30. Once he finally got going. Incredible thing was how healthy he stayed his entire career. 1-2. Curve ball, outside corner, got him looking. Mitch Brett with the strikeout, his seventh. And he's through five strong innings of one-run ball. 1-0 Hooks, top of the sixth next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for Corpus Christi, leading 1-0. As we make our way to the top of the sixth inning, one rehabber replaces another. It's Sean Dubin out for Lance McCullers Jr. First pitch to Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. It's on the inside corner. Fastball 94 for a strike. It's 0-1. So Lance McCullers Jr. rehabbing from his forearm surgery. Five shutout innings, allowing just three hits. He struck out seven. 0-1. Dubin misses outside, and it's 1-1. So now it's Sean Dubin, who also came up through this organization and pitched for the Hooks as a regular minor leaguer. There's the wind back and the offering in. Swinging a ground ball, served the opposite way out into left field, and Alejandro Osuna singles the opposite way to start out Dubin's outing. First hit today for Alejandro Osuna, and he extends his hitting streak. Osuna has now hit safely in 10 consecutive games. actually check that. Sean Dubin never pitched for Corpus Christi. He did come up to the Astros organization, but skipped them during the COVID season. There's Sebastian Walcott. And the right-hander offers. Fastball up and away. One ball and no strikes. Dubin had right shoulder inflammation, and then he hurt his ankle while trying to work back. Last year, split time between AAA Sugarland and Houston. 1-0. That's down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. Last year for the Astros in 31 outings, two starts, a 4.17 ERA. Osuna leads from first in the 1-1 to Walcott. The chopper off the plate, leaking foul on the left side, 1-2. Walcott singled into left in the third to extend his on-base streak. It's now a 13-gamer. He has multiple hit games in each of the last two. Dubin comes home with a 1-2. Walcott peers at strike three call in the outside corner with a heater. Dubin with his first strikeout, and Josh Hatcher steps in. Dubin toes the rubber from the first base side. Osuna leading off of first. Hatcher, a notorious first-pitch swinger, and the offering. Swinging a chopper back up over the hill. Jordan charges at second, picks, fires onto first, and just beats Hatcher. Osuna down to second on the play, and there are two outs. Riders trailing 1-0 in this top half of the sixth inning. And the catcher, John Garcia, goes out and quickly has a chat with Dubin as Abimelech Ortiz comes up. Ortiz has struck out twice, once in the second, once in the fourth. Hooks still only have one hit. It was that solo home run by Pascanel Ferreras in the third. Riders have four hits today, but have not been able to push anybody across. Two outs, runner at second. And Dubin looks back towards second, delivers. He fits a breaking ball just below the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Six pitches for Dubin. Fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup are his main. He occasionally will throw a sweeper and a sinker. From the belt, the 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball. That's the curve, and it's a strike. One ball and one strike now on Ortiz. Both trying to work their way back up to the major leagues. McCullers and Dubin. Black glove at the chest. He now cuddles it towards the belly. Osuna leads from second, the 1-1. Rides inside on Ortiz. He shoots his hand skyward to get out of the way of it. Two balls and one strike. The red-hot Caber Rodriguez is on deck. You would love to have him come up with a runner in scoring position. Pole side infield shift, the 2-1. Outside with a breaking ball. Three balls and one strike. Ortiz has hit a couple of home runs. Both of them came at home. And in fact, Ortiz has had a knack for hitting balls out of the ballpark at home this year, not as much on the road. And last year as well. 3-1. Down and in, ball four. Oh, walk. Puts two aboard and two out for the red-hot Caber Rodriguez, who has hit safely in seven in a row and is 1-for-2 today. He's now 8-for-14 in this series.
Number 5, Caber Rodriguez.
Just to put a button on that note about Abby, now 12 of his 20 home runs have come at home with the Rough Riders over the last 2 years. So Rodriguez stands in from the right side of the pitch. He flares it foul out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. Had a great conversation with Caber before today's ball game. That interview will air as our Andrews Distributing pregame interview on the Cacique pregame show on Tuesday when the Riders return home to face Wichita. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. That scoots into center for a hit. Osuna flying around third, and he scores to tie it. Keber Rodriguez keeps swinging the stick, and the Riders tie this game at 1-1.
There is Hunt, and then there's Keber Rodriguez in Corpus Christi the week of April 22nd through the 27th. Zach, he is just on a tear, and he's just getting the bat on the baseball. I mean, he's spraying it to the pull side, the other way, straight up the middle, not trying to do too much.
Hitting the ball hard and picking up an RBI single. Now Cooper Johnson, first pitch, curveball for a strike. It's 0-1. We mentioned we wanted to see Rodriguez come up with a man in scoring position. That's what he did, and he delivered. And this game is all tied up at 1-1 in the top of the sixth inning. And chance for more damage with Johnson at the plate. 0-1. Out in front, a swing and a miss, and a slider off the outside corner. It's 0-2 on Johnson, who has been swinging a bit of a colder bat recently, but is off to a phenomenal start this season overall. Dubin lets go the 0-2. Way outside with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes on the Riders catcher, who's 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop out today, looking for his first hit of the series. He started 0-10. Ortiz leads from second, Rodriguez from first. Dubin stops at the belly in the 1-2. A little chopper foul behind home plate, and it's still one ball and two strikes on the Riders catcher. Outfield to pull, infield to pull. Very surprised the way Johnson swings the bat. He hasn't gotten one out this series. The way the wind blows out to left field. Dubin ready. He delivers. Strike three call. Fastball bottom of the zone. Johnson down looking, inning over. But the Riders get a run. It comes on two hits. No errors, two left on. And Frisco and Corpus tied at one to the bottom of the sixth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Mitch Brad has been fantastic, and he stares at a tie ball game now after the Riders get a run in the top of the sixth. He's back to the hill. Brad has allowed just one hit. It was a solo home run. He struck out 7-5. We're tied at one. Here's Rowdy Jordan, and the first pitch is up and away to start the bottom of the sixth. It's time for our Cullen College trivia question. Tyler, this one is really hard. So fair warning. Tied into this day in baseball history, on this date, Mike Piazza hit his 400th career home run. Pitches outside, 2-0. He's in the Hall of Fame. Can you name the 14 players who are not in the Hall of Fame that have hit between 400 and 500 career homers? 2-0, outside, 3-0.
Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz is one of them. That is correct. 462 career homers. And I have hints for a lot of these guys. I'll tell you, there's one active player. The pitch. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. 3-1.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton, yes. He is the active player.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Joe Ducky Medwick.
The 3-1 is outside for ball four. Second walk that Mitch Bratt has relinquished. Jordan's aboard to lead off the sixth, and Pascanel Ferreras, who homered in the third. Who did you guess?
Joe Medwick.
Joe Medwick. He is not on this list.
I got another one for you. Ted Kluszewski.
Okay. He is also not on this list. Medlick hit 205.
Ooh.
Ted Kluszewski hit 279.
Really? Under 300.
Yeah. Julio Valdez out to chat with Brad.
We'll go with Frank Howard, the Capital Punisher.
Frank Howard is not on the list. He had 382, so very close. I told you, this is a hard question.
Ricky? Ricky Henderson?
Not Ricky. Ricky's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, he is in the Hall. Oh, yeah, I forgot that part of the question.
Yeah, so we're looking at players who are not in the Hall of Fame who have between 400 and 500 home runs. Bratt's pitch. Ferreras a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1.
Joe Carter?
Joe Carter is not on there. He had 396.
Are you serious?
Great guess. 0-1. Line drive, shot in the right field. It's a base hit. A walk and a single to start off the sixth inning for Corpus. Zach Cole standing in.
Well, the way we saw Ferreira's start on opening night, April 4th, four-hit game. He has two four-hit games this year. The way he'd been hitting since made you think that you can only keep him down for so long. Well, he's got a multi-hit game today.
Cole 0-for-1 with a walk. Brant looks back towards second and pitches. Misses outside. Cutter, and it's 0-1.
Will the Thrill Clark.
Will Clark is not on the list, though that's a good guess. He had a 284, under 300. 1-0. Inside corner with a cutter for a strike. 1-1.
Is Billy Williams in the Hall of Fame?
He is.
Ah.
He did have 426 homers, though. So he's in that bracket, just he is in the Hall of Fame. Brant looks to second, the 1-1. He dips a breaking ball down and in. 2-1.
Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco is on that list, 462.
Albert Bell.
Albert Bell is not. Let's see, how many did Bell have? The pitch. There's a ground ball up the middle. It sneaks into center for a hit. Jordan around third. The throw goes to third, and it's not in time. Throw to second, not in time there. And here comes Carlos Cardoza immediately to come out and argue the play at third. Roddy Jordan scores to take the lead. It's now 2-1 Hooks, but that throw beat the base runner Ferreras by a mile at third. And it looked like Rodriguez laid down the tag and Chad Patterson called him safe. So Cardoza got a very quick explanation. I'm sure he just said he missed the tag. That's the only explanation.
From our angle, it looked like Rodriguez was able to lay it on him. But somehow, someway, Ferreras eluded it.
So runners at second and third, still nobody out. It's an RBI single for Zach Cole. And Luis Castro hits now. Brat had been so good to this point. The pitch. Curveball strike outside corner, 0-1. But it's kind of unraveling here in the sixth inning, all starting with a walk. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Another curveball popped up, shallow right field. It's Chavez, the second baseman out. The ball goes back onto the infield. He makes the catch. And there's the first out of the sixth. It's a big out to get Castro. Now he deals with Ryan Robleski.
Left fielder number 18, Ryan Robleski.
Ryan Lobis is loosening in the Frisco bullpen. He started game one. Robleski 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts against Brad today. And the pitch. Curveball, fouled back, 0-1. Your guess was Albert Bell. He had 381 home runs, so right in that threshold, but not quite on the list.
Paul Konerko, did he get 400-plus?
Let's see. The offering, swing and a miss. Good fastball in on the hands. It's 0-2. Konerko did. 439. He's on the list. Great career for Paul Konerko. Heck of a player. Oh and two. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nasty slider down in the dirt. Mitch Brat strikes out Robleski. There are two down. Eighth strikeout for Brat. 2-1 hooks, bottom of the sixth.
Anthony Sherwin.
Anthony Sherwin stands in.
Just a dirty pitch from Mitch Brat there. He really struck out batters with high hickory, 84 last year.
First pitch, Sherwin swings and misses. Lefty-lefty, 0-1. That was on the fastball. One run in the inning. Two of the three hits that Brad has surrendered have come in this frame. 0-1. Cutter, top of the zone for a strike. 0-2 on Sherwin. Sherwin just 1 for 14 in the series. Really tough matchup against Brad. Left-hander comes set and deals. Up and away. Missing with a heater. One ball, two strikes. Trying to get through six innings for the second time this year. Trying to keep it a one-run game as well. Brad offers. Low and outside. Miss with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Another strikeout ties a career high. And Sherwin steps out. Reset of the pitch clock. Brad has struck out nine twice. Most recently at Bowling Green last July, and time called late by Sherwin. Two and two, 2 outs, two on. Brat tucks the glove to his right hip as his sign stops at the belt. And the 2-2, breaking ball, strike three called, top of the zone. Mitch Brat ties a career high with nine strikeouts, but he does allow a run, and it's 2-1 hooks. We go to the top of the seventh inning from Corpus Christi. Tyler Danberg has your play-by-play next on the HEB Riders All Baseball right, Network. Man.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning from Whataburger Field on a sunsplash Saturday afternoon. Hooks 2, Riders 1 alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. New pitcher on for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Ending the day for Astros rehabber Sean Dubin. It's Wilmy Sanchez who nailed down his team-high third save in last night's 6-4 win. That makes it another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. His first toss to the left-handed hitting Luis Meazes is a bell-type fastball that hits the top rail for called strike one. Sanchez last night made things interesting, certainly exciting, but he induced the game-ending groundout to Abimelech Ortiz. The 0-1 fastball nearly buckles Meazes, misses to make it 1-1. The Aces with a couple of fist bump taps on the powder blue jersey, the home plate umpire, Drew Buffelli. The other two umpires are wearing black jerseys. The 1-1. Off speed, in the dirt. The Aces lays off. It's 2-1. The Aces scored on a wild pitch by Sanchez last night. That made it 6-4. Ortiz was at the plate. He rolled out to first. Sanchez from Santiago, Dominican Republic, against the Santo Domingo native Meazes. The pitch. Letter high, fastball at 93. It's 3-1. Well, for those that are just tuning in, Zach gave the Collin College trivia question. Well, that one's a brain buster. The 3-1. Meazes takes fastball down the middle, strike two call.
Again, turn on my mic. That usually helps. This one is really good for huge baseball nerds, but really hard for everyone else, and I think this is too hard of a question. Again, if you missed it, name the non-Hall of Famers who have hit between 400 and 500 home runs in their career.
The 3-2. Fastball in there, called strike three at the thighs. 94 from Sanchez, one away.
With that 10th strikeout, everybody in the stands.
You've gotten a few. Done a great job.
Thank you.
You've got Nelson Cruz, Jose Canseco, Paul Konerko, and Giancarlo Stanton.
Sanchez's first pitch to Franier Chavez. Breaking ball loops downstairs, 1-0.
You're still missing quite a few, though.
That's 11 more? 10
yes.
more?
Yeah, you need 11 more.
Oof. 2-1 Hooks, top of the seventh. Bases empty, one away. Franier Chavez, switch hitter batting left. 0-14 in this series. At the dish. 1-0. Chavez lunges out of a fastball, up and in. 2-0. Is Dave Kingman on the
Dave
list?
Dave Kingman, 442. Nice.
Thank you. The stretch, the pitch. Bell-tie fastball misses up. 3-0. Is Justin Morneau on the list? He did not hit 400.
He is not. 247 for the former MVP.
The 3-0 home. Fastball clips the outside corner. At 92, it's 3-1 on Chavez. Sanchez with the fluorescent blue glove deals home. Chavez pops it up down the left field line. Third baseman Sherwin goes out, and it's into the seats. 3-2 the count on Chavez. Is Tony Womack on this list?
Tony Womack? I don't even think he has 100 career homers.
He had some pop.
He is not on the list. Tony Womack hit 36 career home runs.
Oh, my God. What about Luis Gonzalez?
Luis Gonzalez hit 354.
We're really good on the 350s in the book. 3-2. Escalated foul straight back. Still 3-2 on Chavez. How about the big cat, Andres Galarraga?
That's a good guess. He did not.
3-2. Breaking ball lifted into left center field. Robleski back onto the track. He backpedals. He leaps towards the fence. And he makes the catch with two steps of brew. Two down.
You're going to be really mad at me. 399 career homers.
Come on. You got to be kidding. Two outs. Base is still empty. Corpus Christi 2, Frisco 1. Both teams with a run in the sixth inning. The Hooks back in front. We have 399 and 398, right?
396 for Joe Carter.
First pitch to the righty, Tucker Mitchell. Fastball finds the target. Outside edge, strike one call.
Just in lieu of you not guessing it, Dale Murphy had 398.
We've talked about Dale Murphy a lot. The pitch. Bounced foul just to the left of the Corpus Christi third base dugout.
We have. Two-time MVP for the Braves.
He is one of the bigger Hall of Fame snubs as of recent. Maybe he'll venture his way into Cooperstown. But that's beside the point. Strictly business right now. Vernon Wells.
Partial owner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
0-2 is a breaking ball down and away, 1-2.
270 career homers.
Sanchez is ready. He throws. Change up left high. Two balls, two strikes on Tucker Mitchell. 0 for 2 this afternoon.
Throw strike now. Throw strike.
Sanchez dangles that right arm. Says yes to the sign. He kicks and deals. Mitchell hacks and misses. Wilmy Sanchez works a 1-2-3 inning. And Zach is going to tell us the answers when we come back. Surrender time here at Whataburger Field, but certainly not on the diamond. 2-1 Hooks midway through seven.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Cases de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
2-1 hooks, bottom of the seventh. New pitcher Ryan Lobish fires. Luis Encarnacion hammers it down the left field line, but it hooks way foul. The Corpus Christi DH almost tagged one out to double the lead. Ryan Lobish makes it another. Benjamin Franklin plumbing call to the bullpen. It's his second appearance of this series, seventh appearance altogether. He started with two no-hit frames as an opener on Tuesday. The 1-0. Bounced up the third baseline and foul in the hands of the manager and third base coach, Ricky Rivera. Lobish, 24 years of age, 6'2", 180 from Woodstock, Georgia. Undrafted free agent signee of the Rangers out of Mercer. 4.76 ERA, his 0-2. Sweeper into the opposite batter's box into the backstop. Final line on Mitch Bratt, a career high tying 9 strikeouts. He earns a quality start, his second of the year in 4 tries, allowing 2 runs. The 1-2. Sweeper popped up sky high. Short left center field. The shortstop Walcott crisscrosses, backpedals, and makes the catch above his maroon ball cap. There's one away with the bases empty in this bottom of the seventh inning with the hooks up 2-1. Zach, I give up. The final answers on today's Colin Collins trivia question.
All right, looking for non-Hall of Famers hitting between 400 and 500 home runs in their careers. Got a lot of former Rangers on this list.
First pitch to Luis Encarnacion's teammate, Logan Cerny, is a breaking ball down and away.
Mark Teixeira, Alfonso Soriano, Darrell Evans, Edwin Encarnacion.
Swinging a pop-up. Up the first baseline. First baseman Hatcher screams in and makes the shoulder high grab. Two away.
Andrew Jones. Juan Gonzalez. Carlos Beltran. Jason Giambi. Adam Dunn. And Carlos Delgado.
You're taking over because I got to go find a place to scream. All really exceptional power hitters. Juan Gon might be the most underrated from that pack. First pitch to John Garcia is a sweeper way outside, 1-0.
Two-time MVP, great career. I mean, if you hit more than 400 home runs in your career, you have a phenomenal career. That is a great baseball career.
The kick in the 1-0. Sweeper flutters in on the outside corner at 77, a ball and a strike.
Whether you make the Hall of Fame or not, 400 home runs is a legitimate milestone.
Pretty exceptional. Lobish fires. Zings in a fastball that sinks down and away. 2-1 on the right-handed hitting catcher, John Garcia.
There are only 58 players who have ever hit 400 or more home runs in Major League Baseball history.
And we're going on over 23,000. The 2-1. Jam foul up the first baseline, and it spins outward. 2 balls, 2 strikes as Lobish jammed Garcia. Outside of Ken Griffey Jr., who is your favorite home run hitter?
That's a good question. Probably Mike Trout.
That's a good one. 2-2. Breaking ball downstairs and out. 3-2.
What about you?
Jim Thome. Everywhere he went, he just slugged. Always able to live up to the moment, too. 3-2. Punched foul on the ground beyond the Corpus Christi third base dugout. Go back to his 500th home run that he hit. It was a walk-off for the White Sox. The payoff. Foul tipped in at Johnson's glove. A strikeout for Ryan Lobish and a perfect inning for Ryan Lobish. It's 2-1 hooks. Riders turn to hit when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eight from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the eighth inning here at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. The Hooks lead the Rough Riders 2-1. With the Rough Riders sending the top of the order, two up to face the new right-hander for the Hooks. It's Anderson Beto, the former Rule 5 pick from the Colorado Rockies, 25 years of age, 6'3", 205 from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. It's another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Beto so far has made 5 appearances. He's posted a 1.64 ERA. Spanning 7 in 11 innings of work. He faces Alejandro Osuna, Sebastian Walcott, Josh Hatcher, Riders 1, 2, and 3. Corpus Christi struck first in the bottom of the third on a Pascanel Ferreira solo home run. The first pitch to Osuna. Left-hand hitting center fielder takes a knee-high fastball for strike one. Then in the top of the sixth inning, the Riders answer. McCabe Rodriguez hit an RBI single. The pitch. Osuna golfs it into left field. Ryan Wroblewski drifts back into his right, makes the heck-high catch, and there's one away. With the game tied at one in the last of the sixth inning, the Hooks recaptured the lead when Zach Cole roped an RBI single on the ground and into center. That made it 2-1 Hooks, our score right now. Top Rangers prospect Sebastian Walcott awaits the first pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Walcott riding a 13-game hitting streak, 1-for-3 today. The 1-0. Breaking ball dices just off the outside edge. 2-0 on Walcott. One down, base is empty. Hooks 2, Riders 1, top of 8. Beto to the belt, his 2-0. He uncoils a fastball at the ankles of Walcott, 3-0. The first baseman, Castro, plays well off the first baseline. Second baseman, Jordan, tucked towards second. The 3-0. Fastball down and away, and a four-pitch walk for Walcott. There's one on with one out. Top of eight, 2-1 Hooks in the Riders' away half of the inning. And Josh Hatcher strides in.
Number 12, Josh Hatcher.
The Riders are off to what is tied for their third best 19-game start since at least 2005. First pitch to Hatcher. He whiffs at a front door changeup at 81. 0-1 on the left-handed hitting first baseman. The Riders try to go to 14-6 with a comeback victory. The 0-1. Hatcher banks it foul into the first base Riders dugout. And it's 0-2. Josh Hatcher swung at the first pitch. He came up empty, but he is one of the best first ball hitters in minor league baseball. 7-for-10 this year when he connects on the first toss. The 0-2. On the ground is second. Jordan, the second baseman, fields, throws to second for one. Ferreira's the turn throw in time at first to get Hatcher. And it's an inning-ending double play for Anderson Beto. Walcott draws a walk. But that is all. 2-1 Hooks, mid-8 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth off the coastal bend. Corpus Christi leads Frisco 2-1 in the penultimate game of this six-game set. New pitcher Avery Weems on for Frisco. The 27-year-old left-hander is ready. The letter high set and pitch. Rowdy Jordan takes a changeup away. And Avery Weems gets his day started down to the count 1-0. Avery Weems, 6'2", 205 from Flagstaff, Arizona. Drafted by the White Sox in 2019, the pitch. Changeup swung on and missed at 85. It's 1-1 on Jordan. Third appearance for Avery Weems. Second since coming off the seven-day injured list with a shoulder injury. Got the save in his first appearance back on Tuesday night. The 1-1. Off speed in the dirt, Cooper Johnson snares it. Weems has yet to relinquish a run. He's got four strikeouts, two innings of work. Ryan Lobis tossed a scoreless seventh inning. The lefty-righty, 2-1. Fastball zips upstairs above the belt to the right-handed hitting second baseman Rowdy Jordan. It's a really gorgeous day out here. Corpus Christi, winds flailing from left to right across the outfield. White, wispy cirrus clouds hovering over top. The pitch. Banged foul off the dirt and off the knob of Jordan's bat. The shadow's starting to creep in from the third base side, but the sun's still piercing on the diamond. But it's the sun that is shaded enough by the white wispy clouds that allow the sun not to create any shadows. And because of that, that's a nightmare for infielders and outfielders. The 3-2. Letter high fastball misses up and away. Leadoff walk for Rowdy Jordan. Avery Weems pitched at University of Arizona to cap off his college career. And he knows plenty about that type of sky. Out in Arizona, very similar to what Rangers minor leaguers face in spring training, they have to face these types of skies we're seeing today, where it's really hard to see a fly ball. First toss to the right hand hitting Pasquinel Ferreras. Front door fastball misses in, 1-0. That's where Weems finished his college career. 2 years at Arizona after two at Yavapai Community College. A lot of great names have come out of that JUCO. He tosses to first, almost pulled Hatcher off the bag. He corrals it to his right. Kurt Schilling, Kirby Yates, Merrill Kelly, Cole Calhoun, Willie Calhoun, Christian Encarnacion Strand, to name a few. Christian Encarnacion Strand missed Weems by 2 years. The 1-0. In the air to center. Alejandro Osuna started back, now matriculates to his right. And he grabs it for out number one. Back to first goes Jordan. And then with Arizona, Avery Weems had a notable battery made in 2019, his final year. That battery mate was current New York Yankees catcher Austin Wells. That year, Weems led the Wildcats with 53 appearances. First pitch to the left-hand hitting Zach Cole, but first a check back on Jordan at first. He's got 57 stolen bases in his double-A career. It's 2-1 Hooks, one out, one on first, last of the eighth inning. Corpus Christi trying to win back-to-back ball games. The lefty-lefty, first serve. Breaking ball down and away at 84. The fastball, sinker, curveball, slider, change for Avery Weems. A guy that, if you get to know him for 2 minutes, you're immediately rooting for. Raises the leg, looks back, throws back to first in the dirt. Hatcher gobbles it up. Weems is 27 years old. He was a promising pitcher in the White Sox organization. He was a sixth rounder by the Southsiders in 19. He was traded to the Rangers in December of 2020 with Dane Dunning for Lance Lynn. The 1-0. Foul tipped into the mitt of Cooper Johnson. A ball and a strike on Zach Cole. Since 2022, though, Weems has only made 7 appearances and a start entering this year due to injury. Here comes the 1-1. Fastball low. 2-1. Weems missed 2023 with Tommy John surgery, and then he was injured in April of 2024 with Frisco. Did not pitch until September, but he miraculously came back at the end of that year. Here he comes. 2-1 is a fastball left up high. 3-1 on Zach Cole. And right as Weems was working back, against Corpus Christi on Sunday, April 6th, he turned in a strong 1-2-3 inning in the eighth of that 2-0 win. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Slider away. 3-2. Well, it was in that moment where Weems was starting to feel some discomfort. Later on that week, he's placed on the injured list, the 7-day IL, and worked his way back. Just such a great person to talk to. Always happy. The pitch. Laced right center field. And it dumps in for a hit. Center fielder Osuna cuts it off, throws it towards second. Jordan goes to third, and there are runners on the corners with one out. For Luis Castro. Two-one Hooks, bottom of the eighth, one out, men on the corners, Castro the hitter against Avery Weems. Weems said, seemed like every time he gets back onto the mound, faces bad luck, gets injured, but he overcame adversity, he's back up throwing, he tosses a first pitch fastball that's fouled off in front of the Corpus Christi third base dugout. He has gone through so much resilience, still working towards that big league dream, and he's a guy that has a lot of stuff that will make an organization salivate. Runners get their leads. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Cooper Johnson corrals it to his left as he cups it into his mitt and keeps Jordan on third. Jordan drew a leadoff walk. Ferreras was retired. Zach Cole moved Jordan to third. One away, 2-1 Hooks. Bottom of the eighth, the set, the pitch. Cole goes. Breaking ball finds the zone over the outside. And Johnson just lets Cole go. He swipes his first bag of the series. And there are runners on second and third with one away and an open base. The infield's drawn in. Castro opens up his stance. Down in a 1-2 hole. Weems delivers. Popped up. Third base side and foul towards the sweet level. Stays 1-2 on Luis Castro, a guy who himself has had to face a lot of adversity. He was released in 2021 while with AAA Nashville in the Brewers organization. He's been playing the last 3 years of independent ball, getting another shot at AA. Infield in, outfield medium depth. The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball high and away. Weems elevates for out number two. Julio Valdez, the Riders pitching coach, comes out for the first base dugout to talk with the battery of Johnson and Weems. But boy, not a bad start in Weems's first at bat after having runners on second and third. Ryan Wroblewski will be the hitter, trying to pad onto the Hooks 2-1 lead. Very comfortable crowd on hand here today at Whataburger Field. Fans filling out the lower bowl on the first and third base side. Some open green seats. Suite levels pretty packed. And then you look at the berm down the left field line. Fans in blankets. Fans in blankets on right center field. There are three of them, so more in left field. And then when you get towards left center, that's where the fence is raised by about 5 feet and fans are sitting in lawn chairs. Kids are playing at the park in even more left center. First pitch to Ryan Wroblewski. Curveball in the dirt. Johnson keeps it in front. 1-0 on the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Hooks. Sun playing peekaboo from the fans here at Whataburger Field. Right now it's covered. A little bit of shadows on the third base side of behind home plate. Sun now peeks back out. The 1-0. Curveball, Johnson smothers it in front. He's been working hard in this half inning. It's 2-0 on Wroblewski. Weems with the sleeve tattoo in green ink on his right arm. Cups the black glove around his chest. Brings his hands together at the belt. Raises it to the letters and fires. Chopper, third base side, and foul. Manager Ricky Rivera made that play. He's right at that bottom of the dugout. He's the third base coach as well. Trying to squeeze as much out of that third base coaching box as he can to get that perfect angle to see Jordan and then Cole, the men on third and second respectively. Weems is ready, the 2-1. High drive, deep left field. Meeses can turn it and they watch it go. A three-run home run for Ryan Wroblewski. And the Hooks break it open. It's 5-1 Corpus with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. The third two-out homer for the Hooks offense in the last two games.
Third baseman number 19, Anthony Strickland.
Two-out hitting has been the key to victory for the Hooks. First pitch to the left-hand hitting Anthony Sherwin. He shows bunt. He pushes it up the third base line. Weems to his right. Field spins, throws high, and to the sidewall and right. Sherwin took a turnaround first. He retreats back to first. He's got a two-out bunt single. Weems went over towards the line, barehanded it, turned to his arm side, threw off his back foot, and sailed it. So it's 5-1 at Hooks, last of the eighth. Sherwin on first for Luis Encarnacion. The righty DH peers back at Weems, who looks back to first and throws, not in time, against Sherwin.
Honestly, pretty good idea by Sherwin there. After giving up a homer, I'm sure the pitcher is starting to second-guess some things, getting in their own head a little bit, make him field his position, and that was a perfect bunt.
Sherwin leads, Weems deals, change-up, swing and a miss.
tough play for anybody, but especially a lefty who has to go to, towards the line, pick it, turn, and throw, and he was throwing off his back foot and just sailed it.
Really tough play for Weems, who stretches first base side of the slab, and he deals. Swing and a miss. Castro down, nothing in two. 5-1, Corpus Christi, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Riders, 1 run on 5 hits, no errors. Mitch Bratt, quality start, just 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. He was great. Here's the 0-2. Curveball, grounded to third. Rodriguez knocks it down, picks it up, sidearms to first, and it's in time by 2 steps to get Encarnacion. But a 3-run home run with 2 outs by Ryan Wroblewski makes it 5-1 Corpus Christi. Hooks trying to win back-to-back when we return on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Guilfoyle, the new arm on the mound for Corpus Christi in a non-save situation. The Rough Riders tied the game in the top of the sixth inning on a Caber Rodriguez RBI single at 1-1. Hooks took the lead back when Zach Cole ripped an RBI single in the bottom of the sixth, and then some insurance for Corpus with a 3-run Ryan Wroblewski home run in the eighth. Abimelech Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson due up, down by 4 in the ninth. First pitch from Guilfoyle. Outside to Ortiz. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Guilfoyle, the fifth pitcher used tonight. Stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a high drive out to right center field. Cole going back to the warning track. He's looking, and Cerny, the center fielder, cuts over to make the catch of the warning track in the deepest part of the ballpark. 111 off the bat from Abimelech Ortiz. It traveled 404 feet, and the park held it. Wow! That's a homer in just about every ballpark in the league. A 404-foot flyout to center, and there's one away. Caber Rodriguez, the batter. Lance McCullers Jr. and Sean Dubin rehabbed today for Corpus. The Astros rehabbers. First pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So you can excuse the Rough Riders' bats through the first six innings not getting going. Rodriguez 2-for-3 today. 0-1. He swings, grounds it softly up the middle. Ferreras charges, picks between his legs, throws high onto first, but Castro comes down onto the bag in time. And there are two outs quickly here in the ninth. Cooper Johnson, the final hope for the Rough Riders. In this fifth game of the six-game series, we'll play game six tomorrow at 5:05 to finish it out. Trey Schupak gets the ball for the Rough Riders against Joey Mancini, who started the opener for Corpus in this series. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Johnson takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Mancini allowed two runs over five innings with five strikeouts in that opener. Schupak pitching for the first time this week. A 1.80 ERA. 0-1. Johnson takes a breaking ball inside. It's one ball and one strike. 5-1 Corpus Christi, top of the ninth. In a game that has just flown by. 0-3 today for Johnson. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball, and it's now 1-2. Couple strikeouts and a pop-out for Johnson. Two outs, bases clear. Guilfoyle comes home. Just up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Riders being out hit 6-5 tonight. Stretch in the 2-2. Fouled back. Still two balls and two strikes. A win for the Hooks would mean back-to-back wins for the second time this season. They won back-to-back against San Antonio on April 11th and 12th. Two-two with two outs. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Corpus takes it over Frisco 5-1 on this Saturday afternoon. We'll have the finale to decide the series tomorrow. 5:05. But Tyler has your post-game coverage when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
A three-run, two-out home run in the bottom of the eighth inning by Ryan Wroblewski anchored a 5-1 win for the Corpus Christi Hooks over the Frisco Rough Riders in Game 5 of 6 this week from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Tyler Danberg with you for the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. For Corpus Christi, it is now back-to-back wins for Ricky Rivera's squad. They had surrendered five straight, but then got a win last night and then a win tonight. Five runs on six hits for the Hooks out hitting the Riders, who compiled just one run on five hits. The winning pitcher was Astros rehabber Sean Dubin. He replaced another Astros rehabber in Lance McCullers Jr. Dubin got the win. He did surrender the lone Frisco run back in the top of the sixth inning, but that was it. He was able to recover and get out of it in one inning of work, working back from not just a season-ending injury towards the end of last year, but then also rolling his ankle while slated to make a rehab assignment with AAA Sugar Land last week. The losing pitcher is Mitch Bratt, but don't let that fool you. Bratt was dominant. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits. He struck out a career-high tying 9, striking out 9 batters for the first time since July 11th, 2024 at Bowling Green, while with then High A Hickory. He had also racked up 9 strikeouts previously. Bratt went 6 innings of work, and he did it while throwing 85 pitches, 59 of them strikes. The 2 blemishes being a solo home run to Pascanel Ferreras, and then also allowing an RBI single to Zach Cole in the bottom of the 6th inning. Ryan Lobus worked the scoreless 7th inning, and then Avery Weems pitched the 8th. He allowed the 3-run shot to Ryan Wroblewski. He was 2 strikes away from getting out of it, but that is now 3 2-out home runs for Corpus Christi. Just like Rowdy Jordan did it yesterday, a big blow to give the Hooks a 5-1 lead. Let's tell you a bit more about it. In the bottom of the 3rd inning, Ferreras hit the solo home run, and it was a blast. He tagged Bratt, which not many people can say that they've done. Bratt has relinquished 2 homers against the Hooks this year. Then in the top of the 6th inning, Camber Rodriguez poked an RBI single into center field. Rodriguez now has 8 hits in this series. He's played 4 games. He's on some type of surge right now, arguably his best at the AA level in a week. But then in the bottom of the 6th inning, the Hooks retook the lead, and they took it for good. Zach Cole singled up the middle and made it 2-1 Hooks, and then Wroblewski's 3-run home run in the bottom of the 8th helped get the victory. Tyler Guilfoyle came in a non-save situation, and he threw 7 to 10 pitches for strikes, struck out Cooper Johnson to end the ball game. The Hooks stretched out some of their arms. Not only did Lance McCullers pitch 5 shutout innings in the longest rehab start on his now 5-appearance rehab assignment, but Sean Dubin went in the rehab appearance. He gave up the lone run for Corpus. Wilmy Sanchez got a hold. Anderson Pito got a hold. And Guilfoyle closed things out. Those 3 combined for 3 scoreless innings. The Riders, who had won the first 3 games of this set, all of a sudden are up 3 games to 2. And the Hooks can salvage this series. Coming up tomorrow at 5.05 p.m. should be a great one. Trey Schupach, top 5 in the Texas League in ERA, gets the ball for his 4th start as he faces Joey Mancini, who showed some great stuff, had an electric fastball on Tuesday night. That one is at 5.05. We will have the Cacique pregame show at 4.50 Central. We'll talk to Ryan Lobus for part 2 of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. We'll take a quick break here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show, and then we'll get some scores around the Texas League. You're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Team and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Team, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Final score here from Whataburger Field, Corpus Christi 5, Frisco 1, alongside Jack Bingley. I'm Tyler Hamburg with you. Some scores around the Texas League. Amarillo in game one of a twin pill at Hodgetown, hosting San Antonio, leads the Missions 4-1. That is a seven-inning ball game. They're playing right now in the top of the fourth. And then approximately 30 minutes after that first game's end, they'll play it again. San Antonio 10-8, second place in the Texas League South. Amarillo behind them at 6-12. That is the only other action going on right now because of the Bucks Day Parade here in Corpus Christi. This game is scheduled a little bit earlier than it would be. Tulsa and Northwest Arkansas play at 7:05. The Drillers are 7-12. The Naturals are 10-9. Also at 7:05 Eastern Time, 6:05 Central, Springfield and Wichita battle. The Cardinals are 9-10. They have slipped a bit. Meanwhile, Wichita, the win surge, on a surge, 11-8. Our Brian Dinkelman's crew. Midland and Arkansas also play at 6:05 p.m. Arkansas has lost two out of the last three. Midland with a couple of big wins. They're now up to 10-9. That does it for us here from Whataburger Field. Back at it for the series finale tomorrow. A win for Frisco would make it four straight series wins to begin 2025. First time since 2012 that it could happen. Trey Shupak and the Riders will try and do so tomorrow against a Hooks team that is trying to win three straight for the first time this year and salvage a series split. For Zach Bingley, I'm Tyler Danberg signing off from Whataburger Field. Final score, Hooks 5, Riders 1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!